Did you guys ever have a favorite pair of shoes growing up where it was almost like losing a loved one when you grew out of them or they started like this heel?
Whatever
come off.
New pair I had at the time was
no,
my favorite.
I had a pair of tennies. Does it date me that I still call them tennies? What do people call
A little bit.
But what do people call them? What do you.
Shoes.
Athletic shoes?
Kicks.
Well, but I mean, they weren't like dress shoes. They weren't clogs. They weren't
tennies.
Mary Janes. They were tennies. Yeah.
Okay.
Anyways, so I had them, and they had like become one with my foot, and they had holes in them, and they were falling apart, and I was so sad when they went away.
I remember getting from a Nike outlet store that we visited on a vacation. They were $65 Nike basketball shoes, and we got them for $10.
Nice.
And I remember feeling so cool wearing my new Nikes for basketball season that year.
Absolutely.
Well, Nike a lot of times sets the standard for not only new shoes, but really expensive shoes,
yes.
Right? And everybody has to have all their different pairs for the different days. Well, I remember when they came out with basketball shoes, and for whatever reason, you need to inflate something
sure.
to basketball shoes. Well, now they are unveiling a brand new sneaker for golfers.
Oh.
Now, I don't golf. Mm-hmm. I don't know that I have the patience or temperament for it. Have you golfed before?
I think you'd like it. Yeah, I'm sure I've golfed a lot, but not recently.
Usually, if you're an avid golfer, you have like the golf shoes.
Yeah, the golf shoes. Yeah, right.
Golf. Yeah.
Sort of thing. Well, Nike's new Air Mac 1 golf sneakers are featuring something entirely new. It's a grass-like turf material to make the shoes blend in with the course.
Huh.
What?
Exactly. It's like the basketball shoes where you inflate the basketball logo. Why? The Nike Air Max 1 Golf
point.
Grass shoes feature a covering of grass-like turf material on the top and sides of the shoes. Is this like SEAL Team 6 trying to blend in with the course?
If you leave them out at home, your dog's going to pee on them because he's going to think that's where he can go.
Yeah, if you've got a puppy, look out. Right?
They're
yeah.
expected to exactly. retail for $140, which is a ton of money, but actually probably cheap for new Nikes. So
I don't
Isn't
want
golf expensive
shoes.
Enough?
Yeah, but a lot of golfers have money, and you can market
True.
All sorts of products to them, and that's why golf on TV sells, right? So
I guess, but
just take the seeds from your chia pet, spread them on your tennies, and call it good.
Especially
they can
if they're
be
like the really
knockoffs.
Dirty tennis shoes that you've never had the heart to
do
throw
people,
out.
Do golfers not want their shoes to stand out on the course? I don't know.
I don't know. If I see Tiger wearing these this year, then
yeah,
I'll know it's
then
legit.
You'll know, yes. Will he win a major this year?
Good effort, Nike.
That's bizarre. Well, good morning, friends. It's 7:48 and 19 degrees, and we have a very special guest calling in this morning. We have Zach Jaster on the line. He is the vice president of the Flying Eagles Ski Club, and he is also the tournament chairman for this year's Silver Mine. Good morning, Zach. You there?
Good morning. Yes, I am.
Awesome. Hey, thanks so much for joining us this morning. We really appreciate it. Now, ski jumping this weekend. Right off the bat, give us the details, because we don't want to miss a moment of it.
So, Friday, gates open at 5 p.m. Opening ceremonies will be at 6, and we should be starting our jumping at 7.
Wow, okay.
Saturday is a little bit earlier. We open at 4, opening ceremonies at 5:30, and then we also start our tournament at 6. So, lots of high-flying action. Should be fun. We just installed some new lights, so it'll be a good time.
Great. And how many athletes do you have joining you this year for this event, participating?
Typically, we have about 40 to 50 jumpers.
So, Zach, layman like me might think, how can you have the ski jumping invitational? There's no snow.
We make all of our own snow.
Short answer. Okay.
Zach, when you're making your own snow, do you get to actually kind of control the snow conditions for the skiers then? Does that play into the jumping and how they glide, how they land, all of that stuff, is that beneficial, or is natural snow better for this event?
We actually prefer the man-made snow. It's a little bit denser in shape. You know, you have your typical snowflake, which has the nice, pretty designs and everything. Well, a man-made snowflake is ugly. It's just a sphere. But it's a lot denser, so it actually holds up to warmer weather and the sun a lot better.
Talking with Zach Jastrow here about Silver Mine 2019 Flying Eagle Ski Club here on the WIB Wake Up Show. And Zach, I have young children, so I immediately perk up when I see children 12 and under are free, because all of my kids could get it free. But even for myself and my wife, $10 in advance, $15 at the gate. I mean, this is a very affordable family event, and I would assume you have a lot of things even for the younger ones to do, correct?
Yeah, I mean, there's space to run around. I mean, it's more geared toward watching the ski jumping, but you can get so close to the hill that you can hear them whistle by you as they're coming down the hill. It's absolutely wonderful. We got nice concessions, you know, hot soup, hot chocolate, all the amenities that you could ask for. We got a tent that you can warm up in or even watch a tournament from. We have put windows on the front of it. We'll have music and just a really good time.
Very cool.
Zach, can you give us an idea about the quality of the jumpers who are coming in and also touch on some of the local participants?
Yeah, so we will have Nick and Nate Mattoon. We'll have the Lee boys and the Gundry boys. They're all from Eau Claire. They're all the Lees and the Gundrys. They're all up-and-coming jumpers, so they're a lot of fun to watch. Nick and Nate, they're no strangers to this hill. They've been on the U.S. teams in the past, and they're coming home to fly our hill. We also have one of last year's Olympians, Mike Glaser, will be jumping our hill, so it'll be a very heated competition. We also have Finland, Slovenia, and Norway will be represented. They sent out a couple of their jumpers, and they're, you know, a lot of these guys are up and coming. They should be on the World Cup in a couple of years.
Wow.
So this isn't just an event for people here. I think this probably draws in quite a crowd. What a fantastic boost and boon for our local economy, for tourism within our area. Absolutely fantastic. You've been doing this for how many years?
This is our 133rd year of doing the ski jump tournament.
Incredible.
Just phenomenal. Zach, I hope that the weather holds. And, you know, I worry because it's supposed to be cold. And I'm like, oh, I want everything to just be absolutely perfect for you guys. And what a fantastic event. Get out there and enjoy, friends.
It will be a very good time. We have all the bonfires. We have the heated tents. So don't let the weather fool you. It'll be plenty warm out here.
You've been doing it for 133 years, so you've seen it very warm and very cold and everything in between, I'm sure. So.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Every year is different.
The fun starts tomorrow. You can get more information at flyingeaglesskiclub.org.
It seems to me that high school students these days are a lot smarter than they were when I was in school. Can I just say that?
Right. I mean, they have all these. There's like the lab that you've told me about that Altoona has been building and all this stuff going to some of the STEM professions. Like, it's just incredible what they're putting together.
They're smart in a different way. I mean, they've got this social media accessibility.
Right. But even like the math my kids are learning in like 6th and 8th grade, I'm like, I did that like in high school. Well, there's a group of high schoolers from Missouri.
From Knobnoster, Missouri.
I know. I'm like, is that really the name? Knobnoster, Missouri.
Knobnoster, Missouri.
I would love to go there just to say I was there. They're working with the United States Air Force. They are part of the school's robotics team. They manufactured a small gadget that's saving the U.S. military a bunch of money. In late 2018, leaders at a nearby Whitman Air Force base asked them to design a protective cover for an electrical switch box that now sits inside the cockpit of every B-2 bomber. This thing has Velcro on it, easily peels on and off, sticks right back on. It's simple to manufacture. Here's the thing. These students came up with this, like, design and all of this. Cost them $1.50 to make. Okay?
Wow. All right.
Guess how much it's saving the military?
$10.
Yeah. $10 billion with a B.
Wow.
So $1.50 a pop, and when they make these and put them in the cockpit of every B-2 bomber that the United States Air Force has, it's going to save our government $10 billion
compared to what they were doing.
I kind of think maybe we should insource more manufacturing to our local high schools.
I'm thinking so.
What happens if you get the colleges involved?
I can't imagine. Maybe
maybe that federal debt would go down a smidge.
Well, I'm thinking if you just save $10 billion, maybe you could put some workers back to work.
I think the president is saying that half of that could help them build the wall.
See? Oh, my goodness. $10
Big
billion.
Shout out to Knobnoster, Missouri and their high school.
And
I really want to know what
kids.
Their mascot is.
I do, too. Let's research that. Do you know, there's a high school in Missouri that the Kewpie doll is their mascot. Maybe
really?
They're the Kewpies.
I don't know.
Let's find out.
We will report back
to you
when
because,
we find out.
Your mascot was the Hodags.
I know. I love my Hodags.
WWIB, it's the Three Amigos here on the WIB Wake Up Show. And a story we came across this week, the 12th annual Alverno Report finds that Wisconsin girls ages 10 to 19 are more anxious every year. In fact, the report's out called The Status of Girls in Wisconsin. I've got three daughters.
I have two daughters.
I have two as well.
Right. Yep. And it finds that more than 22% of girls, this is more than one in five, considered suicide last year. And they
Shocking.
Say much of that can be blamed on increasing social media activity. Now, there are some positives, including a continued decline in teen pregnancy rates and less smoking by girls. But, hey, more than one in five considered suicide.
So. Well, and it's terrifying to me because, oh, okay, so teen pregnancy is on the decline. But when you look at teen suicide, I mean, that's in a hierarchy of what would you rathers. I mean, suicide is so final and terrifying. And yeah, and there is an event coming up to address this that we will be mentioning. And I found this interesting article about why, because that's my question as a parent. Why is this happening? You know, you see these parents who are good and connected and solid parents and they're involved in church. Why is this happening? And so I found this interesting Psychology Today article about why 10 reasons why anxiety is just running rampant among teens. Electronics, definitely a big issue. They're an unhealthy escape. Happiness is all of the rage. Like, happiness is emphasized so much in our culture that if they're not happy, if they're just content, they think something is wrong. Parents are giving unrealistic praise. Parents are getting caught up in the rat race. Kids aren't learning emotional skills anymore. I mean, and the list goes on and on.
And I think too, so often there's this behavior that may be modeled by we as parents too, where how often when someone asks you how you're doing and you say, I'm fine.
Yeah.
You know, at church, and we put on this facade so many times, even with the people we should be most vulnerable and most open with, it's, you know, it's sort of not to blame one aspect of social media, but it's kind of the Instagram culture. Because again, you pose things, you want to put out there, you know, this happy face of this is who I am. And yet it's not who you are inside, but it's this is how I want to present myself to the world. And we miss that vulnerability aspect with our fellow human beings, but especially with the body of Christ and with our children as well, too. The fact that we can be vulnerable with them and they in turn can be vulnerable with us, that there's a trust there, too. And it's such an incredibly, incredibly devastating thing that has touched us in this community many, many times.
Mm-hmm.
I know, going back to high school, for me, a graduate from 1982, and I remember one of my classmates taking his own life in a school bathroom. I mean, the reality of suicide has been there. In fact, the stats are worldwide, 800,000 people die by suicide each year around the planet. And yes, there is an event coming January 31st at the end of this month, 2 weeks from tonight at 7 o'clock at the Micon Cinema in Chippewa Falls. They're going to be showing the movie. It's a documentary called Suicide, The Ripple Effect. Now, this movie is presented in loving memory of Dominic Curtis. Dominic, a Chi High alum, just 19 years old, took his own life back on November 25th. I met his dad yesterday, and we may be talking to his mom here in coming days on the WIB Wake Up Show.
Mm-hmm.
And they're bringing this movie with the help of their friend Jackie Boos and others. And it features Kevin Hines. Kevin Hines survived jumping off the Golden Gate Bridge. I watched this trailer yesterday. It's online. It's about 6 minutes. He basically says the moment he jumped, he said, I want to live. I want to live. And so he made himself a pencil, and somehow he had spinal damage, but no neurological damage. And he goes around the world speaking messages of hope. Dr. John Draper, the director of the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, says this film will save lives. You can get your tickets for $7 at Micon Cinema, Chippewa Falls. They're on sale here for the next 2 weeks again. 2 weeks from tonight, it's going to be 6 o'clock, social with free pizza, music from Greg Gilbertson, and then the showing of Suicide, The Ripple Effect, January 31st at 7 at Micon in Chippewa Falls.
And we'll get that information posted as well for you on the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook page. Maybe you can check out the trailer there as well, too. And I know, even discussing off the air, guys, this is something we said, this needs to be talked about, and it's uncomfortable for us to talk about this as well. But the beauty of coming at this from a Christian perspective is there's always hope to offer. We don't come at this clawing in the darkness, wondering what to do. We know that there's hope, and we know that action can be taken.
And we know that we are all broken and fragmented, and we have to go to God with those broken pieces. Because let me face it, Like, let me be honest. Like, I'm a hot mess, you know, personal life stuff, and that's okay. You take those broken pieces to God and you let him create something beautiful.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.